don't have enough time to sit down and read all the best Bitcoin articles? Well, let us read them for you. This is a Crypto Economy Quick Read. All right, guys, welcome back to the Crypto Economy Podcast. Another quick read for today. This has been pretty big Twitter drama news item here. So if you did not know, Bitmain, the largest Bitcoin hardware manufacturer for ASIC mining hardware, they're doing an IPO, an initial public offering, and trying to get a lot of investors to invest in the company. And they, you know, have bragged, if you may have heard this, I think we covered this on the podcast in some articles, that they had over $1 billion in profit in, I think it was quarter one of this year, so Q1 2018. But there is a lot of discussion after they posted their holdings and financial reports for the IPO and to get some investors. And a lot of people have been realizing that it is not as pretty of a picture as they want us to think. And this is an article by Crypto Herpes Cat. I really, really, really hope this gets talked about on CNBC so that somebody at CNBC has to say the name Crypto Herpes Cat. But this is some pretty awesome collection of data on this topic. One thing I want to add, though, is that I don't technically have Crypto Herpes Cat. It is a Medium article, but I don't actually have his permission. I kind of forgot and waited really, really late to actually reach out to him, and it looks like they're not super active on Twitter. They have like a post every like couple of weeks, so I imagine I won't hear back. But if you, Crypto Herpes Cat, if you're listening to this and you know, feel like I'm driving people away from your Medium page and preventing them from reading the article, I'm totally okay with taking this down. That's the last thing I want to do. In fact, I hope this does exactly the opposite, drives people to the page and gets people exposed to the article that otherwise wouldn't know it existed, because, you know, everybody else, the things I see tweeted out are the Samson Mao's, you know, 2 or 3 tweet thread about it. And your article, on the other hand, is pretty much the best aggregation of details and discussion on the topic that I have found yet. So please be sure to go and applaud the article and share it on Twitter and follow him on both Twitter and Medium, because this one is really good and I think y'all are going to enjoy it. Okay. Without further ado, let's go ahead and jump in the article by Crypto Herpes Cat, titled "A BCH Update: Bitmain, Bitcoin Cash, the IPO, and What It All Actually Means." Summary. In this post, we will 1. Revisit our March 1st, 2018 analysis. 2. Comment on some of the conclusions being spread on Twitter. 3. Give a more accurate representation of what their holdings are like right now. And 4. Predict forward. It's going to be a long read because this is a complex company and ecosystem. When your favorite intrepid diseased feral cat previously left you, Herpes Cat tried to tell you exactly what Bitmain was up to with BCH over 5 months ago. Begin excerpt. Crypto Herpes Cat headline. March 1st. BCH heading towards the abyss? End excerpt. Today, Samson Mao tweeted out a slide from the Bitmain pre-IPO investor deck with the following image. The first column section is quantity. The second column section is average price. The third column is USD value times 1,000. This image shows that their BCH holdings ballooned to over 1 million Bitcoin Cash by the end of March this year, If you go back to the original herpes cat BCH post, we already knew this was the case. Begin excerpt. Let's see if we can't figure out exactly how much BCH these entities are stuck with. Best case, 440,000 in the Bitmain wallet, plus 89,000 the Miner wallet, plus 82,000 Bitmain second wallet, plus 47,000 a Miner wallet, plus 6,000 new Miner wallet, equals 664,000 BCH, or 839,960,000. Worst case equals best case plus 250,000 in a zero spend active wallet, plus 115,000 in a zero spend active wallet, plus 101,000 in a zero spend active wallet, plus 73,000 zero spend active wallet, plus 71,000 zero spends in the last 3 months, plus 56,000 in a zero spends wallet, equals 1,330,000 BCH, or 1,682,450,000. This worst case scenario only takes into account the top 25 BCH wallets on the BCH rich list. Daily inflation and issuance equals 1,800 BCH, or $2,277,000 per day. So in a market that naturally wants to go down, that is being artificially supported by entities to keep the price inorganically high, these same entities are sitting on anywhere from 664,000 to 1.33 million BCH that they currently have no way to actually sell, plus the daily issuance of BCH through mining rewards that requires a constant inflow of investment to maintain the current price. What happens when these entities want to try to even attempt to cash out? End excerpt. So this is confirmation that our analysis and wallet identification, which was easy, was spot on. Purchasing BCH with BTC? A clarification. One of the more common reactions to the pre-IPO investor deck slide was the monumental error Bitmain made in selling Bitcoin for Bitcoin Cash. Here's just a few such examples. Begin tweet. At BitFuryGeorge. Respect our Chinese competitors, but selling off BTC and buying BCH may be one of the most ill-fated decisions. Why would you sell off gold in exchange for yellow plastic? At Brian_trolls. Just to reiterate, Bitmain sold almost all of its Bitcoin to buy 1 million Bitcoin Cash and prop up the price. Why the rush to IPO? Is it for ant miners? Fucked up the last 2 to 3 next-gen chip fabs? Sophon for surveillance? Or just insane scrambling for cash to keep propping up Bcash. At Alex Bosworth. According to these figures, to sustain the price of Bcash, Bitmain has had to purchase more than 10% of every Bcash coin that has ever even moved, which is 8.4 million, according to Forks.network, etc. Good news also in these numbers is that they hold less than 1% of the Bitcoin supply. At Parabolic Trav. The first column, Bitcoin quantity from end of year 2016 to 2017, drops from 70,000 coins to 35,000 coins. Doesn't reveal mined Bitcoin additions from 2017 because they sold off Bitcoin by end of year. What this says to me is they sold entire 2017 mined inventory plus 35,000 2016 coins to support Bcash peg. Wrecked. End tweets. Pretty much the universal response to these slides. At the end of the day, the end result is that Bitmain did in fact decrease their Bitcoin holdings while increasing their Bitcoin Cash holdings. However, I think it's important to revisit how they got to this point, since a lot of these tweets are inferring that Bitcoin was sold directly for Bitcoin Cash. Instead, it was a series of gambles and risks that we wrote 5 months ago were super risky and downright harmful if the crypto bear market persisted. Link. The bear market persisted. The gambles have all lost in a big way. For now. So how did Bitmain get here with all this BCH on a more granular level? 1. August 1st Bitcoin holdings and getting their fork coins. 2. Being a primary miner, Antpool, along with Via BTC under not only declared names but, quote, unknown mining pools. Compounding this was the fact that they were not selling mined BCH, eating all of the electricity costs, eating the opportunity costs of not mining Bitcoin, and having to pay their overhead using other revenue streams. See some of the miner wallets hoarding BCH and having realized $0. Begin screenshots. So these are just screen grabs from blockchair.com. Really good block explorer if you have not checked it out. I use them quite regularly. It's basically showing snapshots of four different addresses and their details that are, we're very confident at least, are associated with Bitmain and their total unspent balance, along with how much has been ever sent out of the wallets, out of the addresses specifically. And each one of them, despite having a 47,400, 91,000, 63,000, 2,400 different balances of BCH, none have actually spent any BCH from the addresses. End screenshot. 3. Exploiting the EDA, or Emergency Difficulty Adjustment, to strip mine BCH. 4. Bitmain accumulating and not selling large amounts of BCH being collected by their hardware business in their two sales wallets identified in the March post. Here's their original BCH wallet that the Bitmain hardware sales business operations was using. Notice no decrease in coins. And 5, artificial price support pumping on exchanges as seen in charts. There are many examples of this, but let's use the same one we pointed out in March. Begin chart. Here we just have a price chart on the 1 hour showing the constant dips back to exactly $1,200 on Bitfinex that was supported by a hidden bid wall for several days, and then finally it started ticking up at the end. End chart. And 6. An early policy of hoarding Bitcoin Cash and not selling on market like they would with their other crypto holdings. So it's not as simple as selling Bitcoin for Bitcoin Cash, although the end result is pretty much the same. However, it's good to understand the mechanics and all the decisions that led Bitmain to have this mega cache of BCH. The pre-IPO slide ends on March 31st, 2018. What's happened since? There are two very major pieces of the puzzle that have fallen into place in the time after March 31st, 2018. 1. Bitmain has attempted to try and start divesting their Bitcoin Cash holdings and realize profits on those coins. And 2. Bitmain's continued attempts at creating their next-gen SHA-256 ASIC. Trying to divest. It is impossible for Bitmain to divest their Bitcoin Cash holdings on market. Full stop. The Bitcoin Cash markets are not liquid enough to absorb the amount of coins Bitmain is still holding, probably around 700,000 or so now. There is no Bitcoin Cash over-the-counter market to speak of. It's minuscule compared to Bitcoin OTC. Grayscale already created the BCH Investment Trust, so that's one available option already burned. Bitmain is stuck with these coins, or they risk dumping the entire market and hurting the coin permanently. Now let's revisit that original Bitmain sales wallet and look at the BCH balance. Begin chart. It shows the wallet balance at near 450,000, which stayed consistent from middle of January all the way to the middle of June. And the caption reads, "The sales wallet seems to have OTC'd at least part of the 162,000 BCH TXD on June 21st. End chart. Now let's check the second sales wallet that were accumulating BCH once they stopped using the wallet above. Begin chart. Another chart showing the growth of the balance in the address up until April, where it remained consistent just above 100,000. And then on May 14th, we have a drop of 66,000 coins. And then on June 18th, the following month, we drop 40,000 coins back to a balance of zero. Caption reads, "Second sales wallet, another 106,000 BCH divested potentially." End chart. So with the bear market persisting since our post in March, Bitmain has probably only been able to divest about 20 to 25% of their Bitcoin Cash holdings at best. In addition, they aren't hoarding all mined BCH. They are offloading at least some of the mined BCH, which has created more downward price pressure than existed in 2017 to quarter one 2018. Finally, in a hilariously pointless attempt to try and manipulate the BCH supply, miners have sent a total of 60 BCH to a burn address. Maximum lulls. Screenshot of the Bitcoin Cash burn address, with total received at 60.372, etc. Bitcoin Cash. However, one thing is drastically worse now than it was when we wrote the March article: the Bitcoin Cash USD price. In fact, the BCH USD value is now half of what it was in March and now significantly below their average cost as defined by the pre-IPO slide. To make matters worse, the opportunity cost of not mining and holding Bitcoin is also worse now, as the BCH-BTC pair is at a yearly low. Divesting now is far more painful than it would have been months ago, and the longer the bear market continues, the more the pain increases. Begin chart. So we have a chart of the Bitcoin Cash price listed in Bitcoin. And it looks like at the time of the first Medium post they had, it was right around 0.115-ish on the chart, and had a short dip and then subsequent spike almost up to 0.2, and then continued decline from there to the price at the time of this article of 0.0899. So the price has fallen from around 115 millibits to 90 millibits. Caption, BCH BTC at the yearly low, and now more people are aware of the BCH supply issue. Woof. End chart. The next generation Antminer. The second big issue facing Bitmain is that it's been their standard operating procedure to release a new version of their ASIC as the competition was closing in to keep their competitive edge over the crypto hardware market. However, we haven't seen a new Antminer in a while now. So, what's going on? Begin tweet. @RedTheMiner. It's reported that Bitmain's RISC wafer on 16-nanometer, 12-nanometer, and 10-nanometer all failed and lost around 4 billion won. #BTC. @Excelion. If BTC prices stay same, Bitmain will continue bleeding as they went all in ordering massive amounts of wafers from TSMC. You don't become a top 5 global customer of TSMC with smaller orders. Pre-IPO investors should push them to disclose their Q2 numbers immediately. @Excelion. Technically, Bitmain is lagging behind all other crypto mining companies. They're still on 16-nanometer chips when almost everyone else has their next-generation chips. GMO, Avalon, Ebang, etc. are all ahead. Remember that the S9 was released in 2016. They're still selling it. End tweets. Is this bad? seems bad. So we have pressures on the crypto asset front and an inability to really shed their Bitcoin Cash holdings, which are now severely underwater. We have pressure on the hardware business side. Things are also not going well so far with their AI efforts. Speaking of their AI efforts, remember the Bitmain B3 miners that were specifically made for a proof-of-work algo that was friendly to AI ASIC chips? Begin excerpt. The funny thing is that you can beat the performance of an Antminer B3 ASIC with just a single GTX 1080 Ti GPU, let alone with a rig of six of these GPUs. So for once, the expensive ASIC miners are not doing that great. Not 1-3, 1-1. Caption: the B3 miners were a total flop disaster. End excerpt. If you were Jihan, what would you do? The exit to end all exits. You have a huge cache of BCH that has no liquid markets and no OTC or over-the-counter demand. You have a mountain of ASICs that lose value as the ROI, or return on investment, decreases on the Antminer S9, and the Bitcoin mining difficulty continues to rise. You're burning capital to try and develop an S11, or next SHA-256 miner. You have a, so far, unsuccessful transition into the AI marketplace. You have a persisting bear market. How do you realize the value of this monolith crypto business and your holdings? You IPO and pass the bag on in one huge lumped stock offering and hope investors don't realize all of your current assets are very, very illiquid. As many people are realizing now, and Herpes Cat stated in March, there's no way to realize many of these coin assets. To make matters worse, the BCH chain will probably die or get 51% attacked if Bitmain doesn't continually invest hardware and electricity to keep the chain alive, so these assets almost in a sense become liabilities. Side note, if Bitmain ever did pull their support, a 51% attack is extremely possible. However, much of the threat of a 51% attack against BCH is overblown right now. If a 51% attack was detected tomorrow, Bitmain et al. Would pull hash to defend. The real threat is fake Toshi's reckless pushing of zero confirmations to businesses and economic nodes. This is a far more serious issue than a deep reorg would be right now. The IPO, or initial public offering, is Bitmain trying to dump their bags, and if they get the valuation they want — they won't unless the entire crypto market gets mega bullish — it will be the exit to end all exits. You won't see an exit this magnificent since the Sky King. Link. Predictions, looking forward, and some miscellaneous questions. Looking forward, one thing bails Bitmain out: a mega bullish crypto market. Bitcoin is so powerful that it will drag many altcoin USD values up with it, which will give them some breathing room to pump and dump their altcoins. Remember, in the March post, we predicted that a continued bearish market and a necessitated defense of the Bitcoin Cash price would cause ripples in the altcoin markets. Begin excerpt. The ripples in the altcoin pond. My belief is that the BCH supporters will do everything they can to protect the value of their BCH liabilities, and they will throw liquidity pools at an asset that currently needs some inorganic assistance in maintaining its price levels. However, with decreased revenue from fees, greater SegWit adoption, more economic nodes batching transactions, Bitmain taking US dollars now instead of just Bitcoin Cash, and a depressed Bitcoin price preventing much of the cryptocurrency space from being bullish, I expect that, quote, something has to give, and it's probably other altcoin projects supported by these same individuals feeling the burn of these cutbacks due to BCH's current price situation. You can make the argument you're already starting to see those effects. Caption: Bitmain only has so many resources. They are finite. You can only fight a war on so many fronts. End excerpt. This is why we continue to see altcoins pull back harder in the bear market than Bitcoin. Conversely, in a mega bullish environment, these finite resource pressures are alleviated somewhat, and it may be possible for Bitmain to continue the process of divesting their BCH holdings. Side note, I don't know this for a fact, so I hesitate to write this, but don't we know that Bitmain mined Ethereum, Monero, and SiaCoin at the minimum in secrecy for months? Where are those holdings? Why aren't they on the slide? Are their pre-IPO deck slides even trustworthy? So the biggest key to all of this, the general crypto market conditions. Bitmain is praying for a bullish market because investors buying Bitmain stock will essentially be longing crypto. I imagine that Bitmain won't IPO until they have, quote, favorable market conditions, which means there's probably a bull market coming in the lead up to the actual IPO date. I also imagine that once Bitmain has shareholders to report to, a lot of these extraneous investments or projects may die. I also find it interesting that rumors of the Jihan-Roger fake-Toshi split started in February and March of 2018, right as all these market pressures and BCH liabilities were stacking up. Jihan is an extremely successful, smart businessman, and I'm confident that he saw the same issues Herpes Cat wrote about in March. Jihan, I hope for your sake crypto gets bullish and in a hurry. All right, and that will conclude the epic little breakdown here from Crypto Herpes Cat of the Bitmain IPO and their situation with Bitcoin Cash and the prospects, risks that they are holding on to moving into the future. So this is really, really interesting stuff. I want to hit this topic again a little bit later, and I think I'm going to save a lot of my commentary when I can have a thorough discussion about this topic. But honestly, he does a really good job of laying it out, so I don't think this needs much commentary. But it does lead an interesting element to the idea that, like, this is very much a political fight that has been going on with Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, and it really shows the cost of making their business decisions for political reasons and essentially in a political fight against Bitcoin rather than on the realistic information of liquidity and ability to access or spend assets that they are being that they are holding on to. And at the same time, this is while they're having their position in the mining hardware market threatened and not succeeding in their next generation of ASIC mining equipment. So it will be fascinating to see if Bitcoin Cash and their political devotion to it actually ends up being what destroys their market position, you know, quote-unquote monopoly, in the ASIC mining industry. So it's just a really interesting set of situations. It's kind of a perfect storm working against them right now. And I think Crypto Herpes Cat is right. There's no pulling out of this without a bear market. I mean, excuse me, a bull market to come in and bail them out, essentially. It's funny, there's been, well, I guess there's only really a couple of people, but I think it's Cobra and Luke Dash Jr. Are constantly talking about how we need a proof of work, a hard fork to a new proof of work algorithm to be ASIC resistant and to kill Bitmain's monopoly over the Bitcoin mining market. And oddly enough, it may very well take care of itself in time. I mean, these are kind of natural market forces at work, and they've made some really bad decisions that it looks like they're paying for right now. You know, maybe they will get bailed out. Maybe this will turn into a bull market sooner rather than later. But at the same time, this is heavily reliant on Bitcoin Cash making serious gains alongside Bitcoin. And we may be seeing that divorce a little bit during this bear market. Maybe this will just be, we could very well have another altcoin hype bubble going into, if we turn into a bull market towards the end of 2018 and into 2019. So, but that is reliant on Bitcoin Cash making similar gains. And, well, I guess really their problem would be gains in U.S. dollars, because I wonder if we'll see comparative ratios in the Bitcoin Cash to Bitcoin price. But anyway, I don't want to go too far into this because there's a lot of things I want to hit on this topic in particular, in specifically regarding the state of Bitcoin Cash that I'm doing a little bit of writing on, and I hope to have a guest on in the near future to discuss. So for now, we will close this one here. Don't forget to check out the Crypto Herpes Cat on Medium. I will post this article as well as their Medium page, and obviously follow them on Twitter as well so that you don't miss the next awesome work that they have coming out. And of course, follow me on Twitter at The Crypto Economy, Medium at The Crypto Economy, and Mastodon at The Crypto Economy on the BitcoinHackers.org instance. If you go to my Twitter page, you can see that Mastodon link right in the description. But with that, we will close this episode. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. Leave me some feedback. That's a huge help. And share it with all of your friends in the crypto economy so everybody can stay up to date on this and they can hear this discussion as this whole thing unfolds and we see what happens with the Bitcoin Cash and Bitmain drama. And of course, if you would like to support the show, we have my Trezor affiliate link if you want to get your Bitcoin hardware wallet. It is the best out there, in my opinion. You can find that link in the show notes. It'll take you straight to the store. And it's no extra cost to you. It just sends a couple of bucks my way and helps me out. And obviously, I will have the Bitcoin donation address available. Thank you, everybody who has donated. It's been a huge help. I super, super appreciate it. It means a lot that you guys care about the show. So thank you so much. I will catch you all tomorrow with another episode of the Crypto Economy Podcast. Take it easy, guys.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.